Democracy don't rule the world. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that better goes unsaid.
You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that better left unsaid.
And a man's gonna do. That's where we are. So they're cutting the resources off. Early 80s, Bob Dylan wrote this. Crank it up. All right. Here's what I want to do. I got a bunch of other globalist depopulation news I want to hit. And a few other big stories dealing with the tyrants. And you also have this spin going around. Thanks to Trump, the U.S. now controls the world's major oil transport choke points. Yeah, but they've already done the economics on it. It'll cause a chain reaction of our prices going way up. It's already begun. It doesn't work like that. And then it's going to kill a bunch of people because of fertilizer shortages. And Trump didn't go in there to do this. I got the inside baseball, plus it's all admitted. He thought they would fall in 4 days. So people trying to spin this, oh, let's keep it going. We've shut down a bunch of the oil, gas, and fertilizer. Yay, we're going to do better for our oil companies. That's delusional, ladies and gentlemen, and that's immoral. Should we make money off cutting off stuff to the poor countries? No. Plus, that's not even what this is. But I love every Trump misstep. And I love Gateway Pundit. They're good guys. They're not bad. They're just reporting on this spin that I see everywhere. The Iran war is handing America a level of energy dominance it couldn't have achieved any other way. I'm going to get more to this next segment. So just mark this day down. You know, put it on your refrigerator door, as George Strait would say, and just come back to me in 6 months a year. Because you already see what's happening with the economy and inflation and all this. And yeah, I guess if we cut all the oil off the Middle East, it will make U.S. oil bigger. But all those other countries and their exports, we're connected to them. And having a global depression starting in Asia will tank us. And BlackRock loves that because they want us all in debt. They want us all imploded. They're mad scientists. You can try to disagree with me, but I really don't see where and how anybody could that's informed. Plus, this was about getting rid of nuclear weapons, and then it was about regime change, and now it's about controlling the world oil supply. Well, it's one thing to control it and sell it. It's another thing to shut it down and then watch our system scale up. But by then, we've already screwed the pooch with the economic recovery, and BlackRock can sit back and laugh all day long. No, the Middle East isn't going to put up with this. They're going to end up allying with Iran. And that's already happening. And they're going to accelerate into the BRICS and the death of the dollar long-term, mid-term. Short-term, the dollar, you'll see flight into it, but not for long. And that's right out of the central banks. Be right back.
We have two new products at theolivesshowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep that's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you've been.
Well, something President Trump said last week on Thursday is totally true. The whole basis of the Democrats' political operations for really 8 years, about a year and a half into Trump's first administration, was Charlottesville. And that white supremacists are everywhere, and the number one threat, and being a Republican means you're a white supremacist, and white men are evil. And the whole time the Southern Poverty Law Center was funding the leadership of the KKK, the Aryan Nations, Unite the Right, the Tiki Torch people, all that, and we knew that then. But now it's out in the open, and that delegitimizes everything they've done. We got to keep hammering this story, not just have it be some blip on the radar screen. Well, Congressman Jim Jordan, head of one of the major committees, excoriated the Southern Poverty Law Center in wake of the violence against Trump, which I still think is a lone, crazy, leftist lunatic with a manifesto who came to do it. Terrible security, looks like a stand down. If you call that stage, fine. I don't think Trump was involved. I don't think Trump knew. I know real stuff when I see it. And Benny Johnson put out a video that was AI enhanced, so it wasn't as grainy, so it created an artifact on people. But, oh, look, the footage Trump put out is AI. No, Trump put out real footage. Benny Johnson AI enhanced it to make it clearer. It had an artifact on it, so people said it was fake. And maybe it is. I'm not saying Benny Johnson's fake, but maybe nobody was even there. Maybe Trump wasn't even in D.C. Maybe the correspondence center didn't happen. No, that obviously happened. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day, because the government and the system deserves to not be trusted beyond Trump because they've lied so much. Here's Jim Jordan goes off on SPLC after shooter storms White House Correspondents' Center.
You mentioned Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted by a federal grand jury. What happens next with that? Charges include wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering conspiracy, Congressman.
Yeah, again, as I said, this was the group that put themselves out there as the end-all, be-all on evaluating what was a hate group, what wasn't. And it turns out they were actually funding hate groups that they were supposed to be, supposed to be pushing against and fighting against. And it was a scam. They were raising money from this this thing, and they were spending a lot of money. So, yeah, we're going to continue our investigation. We're going to bring in people to testify because we think it's important that the country know exactly what was going on. And I can't stress this enough. They were the source for so much of this stuff that came from the left. And they were the source on that memorandum that said if you were a pro-life Catholic, the FBI labeled you an extremist. And the footnotes in there were about the Southern Poverty Law Center saying this. So this is how dangerous this group was. And as I said now a couple times, the fact that we learn about them and what they were doing the very week someone tries to, for the third time, take the life of the president of the United States. Again, I don't think that's lost on anyone.
All right, we will leave it there. Congressman, good to see you. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Chairman Jim Jordan.
And ignored the Epstein files and called them a hoax. But I'm not willing to do that. You know, I've met with the survivors. This is personal to me now. And so, you know, it's true that my political career is on the line, my political life, but my own health and well-being could very well be, too. I've upset a lot of billionaires who obviously aren't of high moral character and have done some really shady stuff.
The reason I played those two clips back to back is you can claim whoever you want's behind this, but we know this, the political violence is intensifying and it's getting worse and the left is calling for it. And every time there's violence, somebody can create a story or a reason that it was really staged by Trump or somebody associated with him. And, you know, in the Kirk case, we know they're covering up foreign involvement, so it looks like that's the case. It's very confusing, but that's where we are in the year 2026. Now, back to this spin I'm seeing everywhere that this is $1 trillion D chess, that Trump wants U.S. oil to be dominant. So he's gone in to have a big protracted war with Iran, knowing they'd close the Strait of Hormuz, so that fertilizer and oil and gas, 30% of it wouldn't go through. Now, above that, BlackRock and the globalists manipulating Trump to do it. They do want the collapse for control of the world to loan people fiat currency with social credit score control. So at one level, that's true, but not with Trump. We know the inside baseball. He believed it would fall in 4 days. We're 59 days into this. It's a disaster. And every week this goes on is worse and worse for the economy. It bakes it in. Now they're not going to lower interest rates. They're about to lower them today. Now they kept them the same. Soon they'll be raising them if this continues. Thanks to Trump, the U.S. now controls the world's major oil transit checkpoints. Big article out of Gateway Pundit. And I'm not saying the pundit's bad for reporting on that, but that's only one dimension of this. Mara DeFall reports, the Iran war is handing America a level of energy dominance it couldn't have achieved any other way. U.S. crude exports hit a record 5.2 million barrels a day last week. Europe now gets over a third of its jet fuel from the U.S. refineries. Countries across Asia are signing long-term LNG contracts with America supplies because they have nowhere else to turn. Europe and Asia are getting the message, and they don't love it. And you could say this is a way to blockade China. It essentially is. Both regions are wary of swapping dependence with Middle East energy dependence for Washington, especially after U.S. officials used energy as a weapon in trade talks last month. The war didn't just reshape global oil flows. It also handed the U.S. a chokehold over everyone who gets energy and on what terms. That's the Financial Times of London reporting on that. Well, at the end of the day, it's going to cause massive inflation for the average consumer here and across the world. So will it help the ultra-rich, kind of like COVID doubled the wealthy's money and increased the debt of the average person by double? Yeah. And if Trump really is that cold-blooded, shame on him. But no, he thought shut down Iran, shut down their nuclear weapon. But I thought Midnight Hammer last July knocked that out. And I said, then watch, this is just the camel's nose of the tent flap for a larger, wider war. Meanwhile, hedge funds brace for reversal, dump tech stocks at fastest pace in 2 years. Are we about to see a tech bubble pop, an AI bubble pop? I don't know, but there's signs of it. Silver market tightens as supply struggles to meet demand. They're artificially with naked shorts trying to suppress it, but it's not working. Global silver markets are entering a period of sustained tightness as supply struggles to keep pace with stiffening and shifting demand and declining inventories. We're running out of silver. It's industrial metal that's needed and all microchip making. They're behind a few years even on what's needed for delivery. That's why we say silver is probably going to double soon. Meanwhile, I see headlines like this all day and they drive me crazy. Mondami is destroying the tax base his stupid idea is desperately needed. Communists always try to destroy tax bases to make people poor to collapse the civilization. It's called Cloward Pivot. They know their policies fail by design. And it drives me crazy when people don't get that and people don't understand that. There's good news out of Florida. We have a video of this. Cue it up. Just in, Florida's new congressional map, which would add 4 Republican seats to the U.S. House, has just been revealed. It's on track to go into effect prior to the 2026 midterm elections. The Democrats have been gaming it to themselves. This is a good move, not enough. Governor DeSantis says Florida got shortchanged in 2020 census. And the map restores fair representation in Florida. They should really add 8, not 4. But yeah, it's a good move. Same thing in Texas. Drawing maps based on race, which is reflected in our current congressional districts, is unconstitutional and should be prohibited. Yeah, it's Jim Crow. That's where it started. The current makeup is 20 Republicans and 8 Democrat seats. 1 is vacant. 4 of those Democrat seats are expected to flip. So that's good news, ladies and gentlemen, for the great state of Florida. Here's Governor DeSantis.
This guy Jeffries popping off in Washington about Florida. He wants to be Speaker of the House, and he's kind of like, you know, more liberal than Pelosi and all this other stuff from New York City. I just want to know, Florida can't do, we're going to go after Florida. please be my guest. I will pay for you to come down to Florida and campaign. I'll put you up in the Florida governor's mansion. We'll take you fishing. We'll do all this stuff. There's nothing that could be better for Republicans in Florida than to see Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, everywhere around this state. Voters will not like what they see. They will not want that type of ideology. And so the door is open. The invitation's out there. I don't think there'd be anything better for the Republican Party of Florida but to have Jeffries there. Now, I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's as left as they come. He's always going left. And yet the far left hates him. You know, they call him a dollar store Obama. They call him AIPAC Shakur, all these different derogatory names that they do. And so he's tried to ingratiate himself with their, but they're just not drinking the Kool-Aid, and so they give him a hard time. So I kind of feel bad for that. But please, be my guest to come down in Florida. We would love to have you.
Yeah, any the questions? Democrats are only in control of cities where they have election fraud. They're an extinct party. They just don't know it yet, and we don't know it yet, but that's a fact. They just started a press conference with the Democrat Party lawyer, Todd Blanche, the DOJ head, the Attorney General, and Cash Patel on the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. Let's go to it now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being here. On Saturday night, as you all know, an act of violence occurred at a gathering that symbolizes something fundamental to our system of government, the ability of a free press and public officials to come together in celebration and not fear. The act was stopped because of the courage and that horrible act was stopped because of the courage and professionalism of law enforcement. The officers who responded without hesitation and did their jobs as they were trained to do. Secret Service agents promptly tackled and detained the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen. The president and all the protectees and participants at the dinner were safe. One brave officer was injured and is receiving care and has been released from the hospital. I want to make this clear. This man was a floor above the ballroom with hundreds of federal agents between him and the President of the United States. The Department of Justice approaches incidents like this with urgency and clarity of purpose. Violence has no place in civic life. It cannot and will not be used to disrupt democratic institutions or intimidate those who serve them, and it certainly cannot continue to be used against the President of the United States. We are investigating this matter fully. We will apply the law fairly, and we will ensure that accountability is swift and certain. But we also should recognize what did not happen. Law enforcement did not fail. They did exactly what they were trained to do.
We'll come back to this and see if anything substantive was said. This is literally live. The crew just told me when he was coming out. We'll see if there's anything substantive. We'll get to that. And then the War Room is in 41 minutes with Harrison Smith. One of the last four shows we're doing here, unless a miracle happens. And that leads me to the next thing. Todd Blanche, who's now the head of the DOJ, was deputy head. He killed Ed Martin's investigation into the Democrats' DOJ, CIA, fighting the lawsuits against me, staging them, rigging them. And you're about to see a report on this that just deals with some of the money and some of the documents. When we do Thursday's last show, I'm going to go live until 8 or 9 at night, and then I'm going to air a whole compendium of what's happened, so it's on record in our last transmission. And you'll see in the news the next few days major legal actions against this. We're fighting right up to the end. But we'll continue on the Alex Jones Network. You'll be able to find the show at the free app, alexjonesapp.com, Android and Apple. It's free. It'll be right there. It's just you download it. It's right there on the front page of it. And you'll find out about the new websites, all the new things we're doing. You already know about the Alex Jones Network, all of that. And this is really a battle between the people and the deep state. Who wants it more? But you're not part of the solution. When you get excited about the live shows, the feeds, the articles, the videos, that's everything. So go download the free app at alexjonesapp.com and just be sure and join us on the new Alex Jones Network. Find it on Rumble. Find it on X, Real Alex Jones. And, of course, news sites we've launched, alexjoneslive.com. And on the same satellites, the very same radio stations are not shutting anything down. So I got four reports here, but here's just one I'm going to get you today. This is the Sandy Hook money report. Very, very important. It's not the families. They call them families. It's the Democrats. It's the DOJ. When you hear the families, that's who we're talking about.
You are about to see the irrefutable proof from federal documents that the Democrat Party-controlled Justice Department gave millions and millions of dollars to the charities of the organizations and groups that sued myself and InfoWars in their own stated, admitted goal of silencing our First Amendment right to freedom of the press and free speech.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
And then, during that process, playing the victim and claiming I was doing things to them I never did to raise over $100 million separately from the Justice Department funds. And we have the Justice Department now admitting that they orchestrated the entire thing. This is a conspiracy against an American citizen's rights, rights under the First Amendment protecting freedom of the press and free speech, that dwarfs the wildest exaggerations that the left claimed that Joseph McCarthy engaged in during the Red Scare. We're about to lay down one of the most egregious cases of organized lawfare in the history of America right now. It is no secret that in the last decade, I have been targeted and my news organization, InfoWars, at unprecedented levels by the Democratic Party, by federal agencies, by law firms, including Paul Weiss, by PR firms, and by corporate and mainstream media and other organizations. And they've openly bragged on CNN, MSNBC, that they beta tested the systems of lawfare that were later used against President Trump and thousands of other Americans that dared to stand up to the deep state. But it has been in the last 7 years or so being targeted with the Sandy Hook story and scandal that I learned specifically how these organizations work in concert to do it. And just in the last few months, we have gotten previously secret FBI documents since the Trump administration got in and other publicly available documents about where the funding came from. So here today, we are just examining, and it's a huge area, the federal funding of the DOJ to the groups and organizations and individuals suing me, and FBI and CIA admitted agents admitting on the stand in court and also in undercover videos how they organized and ran these operations that are classic from the lawfare and cancel culture playbook, in my view. And from our research view and legal expert view, operating an organized conspiracy of DOJ lawyers, professional spin doctors, and politicians all against my civil rights, my freedom of the press, and my right to free speech in classical racketeering form. And President Trump himself has filed lawsuits against some of the very same law firms and organizations that have been involved in my persecution, like the Paul Weiss law firm that just settled their litigation with Trump by acknowledging the wrongdoing of its former law partner, Mark Pomerantz. And among its settlement terms was an agreement by Paul Weiss law firm to dedicate the equivalent of $40 million in pro bono legal fees. But let's look at what Paul Weiss has done and is currently doing. We all know that lawyer pro bono work means free legal representation to those who cannot afford the legal fees or representing non-political public interest groups. It is now claiming to be doing pro bono work for rich people pursuing a political agenda. Contrast Paul Weiss' settlement with President Trump to the Paul Weiss current webpage claiming that its current partner, Kyle Kempler, maintains a significant pro bono practice. He is currently representing a group of families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting in bankruptcy proceeding of yours truly and targeting our company, Free Speech, trying to shut it down. In fact, these lawyers have repeatedly claimed that they are not interested in the money, but in taking Alex Jones, yours truly, off the air and out of the public discourse forever. This is the ultimate form of censorship, to be allowed to argue to a jury that they have the power through an award of damages to take away a person's constitutional right to free speech or deprive an organization of the right to freedom of the press. But this is exactly what both judges in Texas and Connecticut allowed these lawyers to argue. And this position has been repeated over and over again, including by The Onion, that they want the assets and name of InfoWars so they can destroy it, so they can use it to parody yours truly, Alex Jones, and freedom of the press.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
What would such a ruling mean for the families of the Sandy Hook victims?
What they're hoping to achieve is the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver. And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Paul Weiss and the cabal of lawyers' frequent admissions that they are not interested in money, but only censoring yours truly, Alex Jones for life. This is currently what President Trump experienced and exactly what Trump thought he was ending by the terms of the settlement. Not so. Paul Weiss simply repackaged their definition of pro bono to representing rich individuals for free if the political message is correct, notwithstanding that the families are neither poor nor, according to their lawyers, interested in money damages. Not only have many of the Sandy Hook families shared in the $70+ million payment by Remington and other gun manufacturers, but the several foundations that many of the families have set up or participated in have received over $100 million in DOJ grants, loans from the U.S. government, and straight donations. They are currently the main law firm that is strategically controlling and coordinating the law firms in my bankruptcy case. That is going to be in another full report just on what's happened in the federal bankruptcy with all the same players involved. But today I'm going to reveal new information and also some of the backstory that has already become public. But I want to be very clear up front and just give you a summation before I go into this.
Hands down, this is the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. And it just so happens Bigly lined this up for this week with all these products that just came in a month ago. And so it's fitting that at the closing of the original InfoWars, we're doing this blowout. So I looked at the sale yesterday that they were set up. I said, this is the biggest sale ever. I said, you got to call it, you know, the Last Stand InfoWars mega blowout sale. And so this is hands down the biggest ever. This happens every month where there's a one-week period where you can win both of the cars in the sweepstakes, the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, $20,000 cash. Every order, every dollar spent, you put in 100 times. That's only the last week. That goes till next Friday. To win these, and most people that win do it in the last week, just a little tip. We're also giving you free $10 to use on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. That offer ends tonight. Free InfoWars dog tag. It's a cool InfoWars limited edition dog tag. There's only 3,000 of these, but the next 3,000 orders get one thrown in free. And I got some methylene blue on that, sorry. But if you look right here, overhead shot, you see InfoWars with the Betsy Ross flag, and on the back, stained by methylene blue, you are the resistance. So it's a cool little memento that's thrown in as well. But then it just gets even more crazy. There's a pre-sale, because you're coming in a few weeks, but when we for any InfoWars items, got to get them in the next 4 days. Silver round and Faraday bag, just like the last Faraday bag that sold out in 3 days. It's the same Faraday bag, but it has the Punisher on it, saying resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That is a huge value. And you get a limited edition InfoWars silver round coin with it for $249. These bags sell in stores for $400, $500 all day. Protects all your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. So that is so essential. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. You are the resistance. And the limited edition final InfoWars coin. That is an amazing deal. And VIPs get it even at a lower price. And then InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products. We'll still be battling them in court, but I'd say about a 90% chance that's the end of the original InfoWars. Logos, t-shirts, ball caps, all of it. The InfoWar is eternal and continues on, but InfoWars.com, that incarnation, will be seized by the bad guys, the Bloomberg-funded, vowed Satanist over at The Onion. So take advantage of that. Get all the t-shirts, ball caps, everything right now. And there's other big sales on the incredible methylene blue, bovine colostrum, methylene red, and everything else. But now is the time, a major fundraiser. And this is only running through Thursday night at midnight. And then one more day, you can be put in to win both the vehicles on Friday. So there's a lot of overlapping sales here. The $10 at checkout automatically taken off your bill. That's been running since last Thursday. That ends tonight. There's a whole bunch of sales, new sales being added every day. So be sure and check the alexjonesstore.com. And right there on the main page, you can also watch and listen to the show and find the show at thealexjonesstore.com. So that is a one-stop shop jump point in the fight against the globalists. So take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're the reason we fought through all this and never surrendered, leaving it all in the field. And we're going to be doing reviews of the great history of InfoWars, incredible victories we've had together coming out in the next few days. But this is a victory, not a time of sorrow. We have wrecked the enemy, and we've just got it started. We'll be right back. Now go to TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Foreseen information. I didn't understand what was happening when Hillary Clinton in August of 2016 bought national ads everywhere, calling me the dark heart and saying that I'd done all these terrible things to these families and to their dead children that I hadn't even done, and made major media buys, and then tried to tie the straw man that she built about me with the PR operation to Trump. And then for several years, sometimes hundreds of articles a day, thousands and thousands total. I mean, you all saw them. And nightly news almost every night, national cable, HBO, late night comedy, everywhere, that I was doing horrible things to these parents of dead children from Sandy Hook, that I was sending people to attack them, that people were peeing on their graves. Of course, none of that ever happened. Even in their show trial, I was already found guilty. My lawyer asked, did anybody ever do that? Well, no, I never saw it. Well, somebody told me. Who told you? I don't know. So I'm already found guilty by the judge in Texas, Democrat operative, and in Connecticut, another operative, on record. It was produced by HBO. It was all scripted. It was the most over-the-top show trials ever seen. Talk about railroading. Talk about kangaroo court. I mean, this was a new level. But I didn't understand it till I was deep in it and actually witnessing it and given a big list of things I couldn't say, like, I'm innocent. And then they would put on all this false evidence with no proof, and we couldn't even respond to it. Remember, in all my supposed Sandy Hook coverage, I only said one of the parents' names a couple of times many, 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 many years before I was even sued. 5 years after the broadcast about the tragic deaths of these children, with never a complaint and only one letter ever written to me complaining of my years earlier initial opinions about the tragedy. When I was sued by all these other people, I didn't even know who they were. I'd barely even ever covered it. I wasn't deplatformed in 2017, in 2018 for Sandy Hook. My name wasn't even associated with it until Hillary
brought it up. Other people on the internet had questioned it, and I had simply covered some of their questioning it.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, and I put Alex Jones in quotations, just so it gets that exact phrase. Go to the news tab, click the date drop-down list, go to custom date, and here I put it from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones Sandy Hook. And what you'll find is that all of the news from the Google archives from 2013 to 2016, and Alex Jones is not in a single headline anywhere. Donald Trump praises leading conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his amazing reputation. So there they actually mention Alex Jones, but not Sandy Hook, Newtown victims' families, Orange is the New Black recap. Like, there's just nothing. There's just, from 2013, 2016, there's not a single headline or a single story actually, about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Now, then you change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, and suddenly there's thousands. Suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. It was only in 2016 that anybody decided to relate Alex Jones to the Sandy Hook conspiracy. Okay, and there's, 20 pages of this. It just goes on and on and on. But the interesting thing is that when you get to sort of the end of these results, and I sorted them by date, so as we move back, we should be going back in time. And what you find is that the first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. 1 week after the election in 2016, and you have GQ publishing Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. So never once in the 4 years following the massacres, Alex Jones and Sandy Hook included in a single headline together. And it's only 1 week after the election that GQ decides an attack vector on Donald Trump will be to go after Alex Jones in association with Sandy Hook. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones.
But with the PR firms and the Democrat Party doing the big media buys, over $20 million of TV ads they ran, they created this straw man that I was the Sandy Hook man and I was persecuting them and I was making money off of them and I was this terrible person, because they were creating this fictitious villain so they could raise hundreds of millions of dollars between the different foundations off my name with internet ads on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere saying Alex Jones is attacking us, please give us money. And then after they did 2 years of that fundraising, and we'll show you those numbers, they then sued me and the numbers went up even more, until just a couple year period, you're going to be shocked at the $119+ million they raised directly off of my name, saying I was the big bad wolf coming to get them. And then you'll see the numbers of during the show trial in Connecticut, where I'm already found guilty. And the judge tells the jury he's already guilty. Now we're just going to decide how guilty. And he made hundreds of millions of dollars off these people with no proof, didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars, never did, just totally made up. But I was already guilty, the judge said, that they then made even more money off of me and then asked the judge for $2.7+ trillion that I owed them that. And the judge said, no, you only get $1.5 billion in Connecticut, including over now $130 million to an FBI agent who was the lead counsel in Connecticut. And we'll show you his name and him admitting all this, who went and initiated the lawsuit. And then we get the Justice Department documents that that is indeed what happened. And the CIA has confessed to it. So this is a giant Shakespearean production. You attach yourself to me, you attach me to Trump, you make up all the stuff I never did, find me guilty, then have a show trial, ramp up the donations you're getting there, and then I go into bankruptcy because I have no money at that point. I'm showing them all this, and then buyers come in to buy the company to keep us on air, and they say, we don't want money, in their latest filing 2 weeks ago. So that's a summation. Let's go into the breakdown here, and we'll show you from the major groups that track nonprofits and federal grants and more. According to ProPublica, Sandy Hook Promise Foundation, one of the main ones, which has up to five people that are plaintiffs that have sued me in the Sandy Hook lawsuit, the year they filed their lawsuit against me in 2018, their revenue was 5.83, and it had gone up some from being much lower because of the big PR campaign they were running saying I was victimizing them. But, oh, it went up a lot more once the suit was filed, and it was up to 13.6 million into 2018. Then if you look at what the Kangaroo Court convened in Connecticut, when I had already received a default judgment or found guilty by the judge, revenue went from 14.9 million in 2021 to 25.5 million in 2022, and then up even more after that. And now in the last year and a half, they haven't published the new numbers, but just in those years, it went up 337% after they sued me and then had their show trial. From the years of 2017 and 2023, total revenue was $119 million plus dollars, $119,053,000. February 2022, Sandy Hook families received $73 million settlement from Remington, the oldest gun maker who then went out of business because the mother legally bought the gun. He stole it from her and used it to kill her. But I'm the one you know about. You know Alex Jones. You ask anybody, what do you say when you hear the term Sandy Hook? Alex Jones. You don't even hear dead kids. Just, it's me. Because of thousands and thousands of articles and news programs, sometimes every nightly news channel, you saw it, would be me. And just made up crap. Continuing, in April of 2020, Sandy Hook Promise Foundation received a $1.1 million loan from the Small Business Administration from COVID funds. During that same time, one of their board members of the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation was listed as making over $500,000 salary for only working 2 months in 2020. This fund is now being called the biggest scam in a generation in American history.
Over the last 2 years, the federal government approved a historic $5 trillion in pandemic assistance for struggling Americans, small businesses, and health care providers. But now investigators say hundreds of billions have been lost to fraud.
When the Small Business Administration, in sending that money out, basically said to people, apply and sign and tell us that you're really entitled to the money. And of course, for fraudsters, that's an invitation.
The fraudsters are bold, buying luxury cars, flights on private jets, mansions.
What didn't happen was even minimal checks to make sure that the money was getting to the right people at the right time. We have our data scientists pouring through those records, looking for anomalies, matching addresses.
These are people who are betting on the fact that you may not be looking.
And what we're here to tell them is we're looking.
Charges filed now against Cori Bush's husband, the former congresswoman, for missing only $20,000 in COVID funds. To be clear, I'm not accusing the families and the representatives of any COVID aid fraud. I'm just simply saying it should be looked into. And then during the ongoing trials, at the exact same time in Texas, and then a few months later in Connecticut in the fall, they received huge grants from the Department of Justice, the very department that admitted on the stand they had their chief counsel go initiate the suits, and we have the FBI CIA operative caught undercover video bragging about how they couldn't find anything criminal on me in a long-term investigation, so they went and orchestrated this lawfare. A week after Trump got into office, we received our FOIA request that Biden wouldn't release from the FBI that Trump ordered release, indeed documenting that starting in 2013, Obama ordered a national security investigation of me as a Type 3 person that has run all the way through to today out of the Boston field office, looking for crimes that didn't exist and that they never found, so they had to go and initiate the entire Sandy Hook PR strawman lawfare conspiracy that is now public. So, again, during the Texas and Connecticut trials that were just a few months apart, coming out of the summer into the fall of 2022, they get giant grants. One grant for $859,000 plus, and another for $837,000 for a total of over $1.6 million right during the two trials that are being produced as a movie set, powdering the judges and everything by HBO. And the director of the HBO hit piece is the most famous, discredited hit piece director in modern history, the guy that made the discredited documentary about Michael Jackson, Leaving Neverland. We know from the Connecticut show trial testimony that senior FBI agent and chief Connecticut counsel at the time, Bill Oldenburg, was the one who instigated, at least publicly, the initial lawsuit in Connecticut.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helbig on Mr. Jones's show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
By then I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I've been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I'd have been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So, yes, I was looking for help. But I tried to get help. I tried to get the Bureau to help me. And then I called the Agents Association to see if they could help me. And that ended up, it didn't result in anything. They basically just gave me the runaround. And then finally, the only person ever even listen was Mr. Koskoff. He was gentleman and gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver?
He admitted this on the stand, and then we have the undercover video from Sound Investigations of Gavin Oblevis, an FBI and CIA contractor, who admitted on camera they were looking into me but didn't find anything illegal, so they provided information and a template to the FBI in Connecticut and to the law firms for the blueprint of how to, quote, take down Alex Jones and take away all of his money.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after? I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like.
I'm sure he's a.
Right.
You always want the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said the Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Hardcore. Are you still after him?
No.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure it was.
That was an agency thing?
Actually, it was a defamation case, so it's a civil, not government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following, like, who's that going to be this time, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency, definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. But since they got all this access to his stuff, and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find anything?
I can't tell you. Oh, we did. But so it's just kind of like realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening.
Probably it wasn't my office, but I mean we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudged?
We don't encourage people.
But, like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil case. And it's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
Oblenis spoke to an undercover Sound Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employer's involvement with political commentator Alex Jones's legal battles.
So let's look at that timeline one more time. Hillary Clinton calls me out as the Sandy Hook man nationally with a giant ad buy and speeches in August of 2016. At that very time, Oldenburg gets activated in Connecticut and begins investigating me, even though I never said his name and didn't know who he was, to go and initiate the lawsuits with the deep state law firm Koskoff and Koskoff. We have the CIA FBI operative Gavin Oblevis caught in an undercover dragnet sting on a completely different subject, also confirming the coordination. Then, during the trials, starting in Texas and in Connecticut, two giant grants, over $1.6 million, to the main Sandy Hook Foundation that has five of the plaintiffs on their board that are suing yours truly. In closing, I want to be extremely clear. This is just a snapshot. We are finding new information and more money all the time. And right after they won their judgment, already been found guilty by the judge, in the fall and winter of 2022, Berlin Rosen, a major New York / Connecticut PR firm, came out and bragged how they had been working on managing this and managing the outcomes of the show trial and more, because I was already found guilty, but they wanted to make sure that the jury believed that I'd made hundreds of millions of dollars off these people when I hadn't made one red cent. They have since merged with other big PR firms and are now known as Orchestra, and they orchestrate other left-wing PR operations and other hoaxes. And when I say hoaxes, I'm not saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. I'm saying the hoax that I made any money off of them, or I did 99% of what they say I did, or that I got a free and fair trial. So this attack is an attack on you. It's an attack on free speech. It's an attack on our free society. America has really woken up to this. I know the Justice Department is reportedly investigating this. They're investigating other facets of what's happened the last 3 years in bankruptcy, where the very same law firms and very same groups have come in and again said they don't want money. They want us closed. They got the federal judge to have us pay for, with the revenue coming through the company, for four different outside forensic and criminal investigations. And of course, no fraud, no hidden money was found. They accused us of having hundreds of millions in the news. None of it was true. It was totally made up. They're the ones defaming me with the goal to shut us down. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm in a conspiracy against the First Amendment, not just the Second Amendment of the United States of America, in my view. And I have experienced this. I have seen it. It's just been staggering. But these people all think it's open season on me because I'm a Trump supporter. I'm an American patriot. And I can't give up in the face of this. We obviously are preparing major civil actions, already have been involved in some that you've seen in the news, you know, fighting off these attempts to hijack us and take us over, with Michael Bloomberg funding The Onion and his Everytown group that also funds these charities that we were just talking about that have raised hundreds of millions themselves. We don't know the full numbers there from him, but it looks massive. He funds 97% of Everytown, one of the biggest gun control groups in the country, that is also involved, you know, with these groups heavily in funding. We're just in the middle of attempted hijackings of the building and the company. While they go on the news and say, he won't give us money, he's rich, he's hiding it, he's a criminal. And then in court filings, we don't want money. We don't want buyers to come in and pay us money. We want him off the air. Just like they've said on the courthouse steps over and over again. Take his platform away. Never let him speak again. And let this be a model to silence everyone else.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
What would such a ruling mean for the families of the Sandy Hook victims?
What they're hoping to achieve is the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver. And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
This is villainous. But they cast themselves as the heroes and the good guys. They build this straw man of all these horrible things I've done. And then they raise massive government grant money from the DOJ that's running it all on record. And massive gun control group donations. And just massive PR being the victims of the evil Alex Jones. Regardless, America and the world's waking up. And the bad guys know that they are in a lot of trouble. And so I hope and I pray you get this information out to everyone you know. And I know that Kash Patel and others are very much aware of this, and I'll just leave it at that. I understand they have a lot of big issues they're dealing with as well. But in the final equation, they are so arrogant. They are still, despite all the stuff that's come out, and this is just a little bit I just covered, and it's a lot, isn't it? The microcosm of what I've gone through is just a window into their tactics that they admit they tested and developed on me to use on you. If you dare stand up for yourself and your rights and don't bow to them, or you question their narratives, or you don't believe Jussie Smollett got attacked, which he didn't, or you don't think Bubba Wallace really had nooses hanging in his garage, which of course he didn't. And, you know, if you don't buy all this stuff, if you don't bow down and say two men can have a baby and X and Y chromosomes don't exist, and if you don't let the school secretly create a relationship with your 8-year-old son to put him into the transgender cult to chemically or physically mutilate him. America hasn't been intimidated by this. It's just pissed us off and woken us up. The leftists thought that we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. And now you're trying your same old thug mafia tactics on people, and it's not working. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your prayer and your support, because we are all in this together. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigly and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones